Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Wow. Tomorrow will mark 1 week until the actual election day. That is fantastic. Lots of stuff that you and I clearly have got to talk about. And I am here to tell you that Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Shameless Promotion of Larry Sabato at UVA, needs to be held to account. Yeah, I'm going to talk about Donald Trump sitting down for 3+ hours with Joe Rogan and just having a great time. I'm going to talk about Tucker Carlson calling out the truth of what attracts people to Donald Trump. I'll give you a little sneak peek. It's that he likes people. We'll talk about the left-wing legacy news media hacks melting down into a collective puddle of tears and puke, I think. I mean, I'm not entirely sure. I'm not getting that close to examine it. But well, they had a rally. Well, Donald Trump had a rally at Madison Square Garden. You know, that happened like 78, 92 years ago when the Nazis held a rally there. Hey, you know, last year Taylor Swift played Madison Square Garden. Anybody compare him to her or her to him? Tonight, the team that plays with that ball, what is it? Well, it doesn't matter. It's a thing. They're playing there tonight. No, it's a basketball game tonight, Madison Square Garden. It's just absolutely pathetic. It gets more and more pathetic every time you look at this nonsense. The good news, I think, is that in about a week or so, it's going to be over. And I don't do predictions, and I'm not about to do predictions now, but I will say to you, as I say to my friend Gigi, over at Princess Cleaners, because that's those are my cleaners right there on England Street. I will say to you, as I say to her, I am cautiously optimistic. What I'm not optimistic about is this Larry Sabato hack. Now, Sabato is a far left wing wacko. You know that, and I know that. It's not exactly well hidden. For a number of years, I must give him credit. He was able to convince people that he was a legit poli-sci professor, a solid researcher, man. He just wanted to call him down the middle. Then he's got his, what is it, the Center for Politics? He also has $500,000 plus of your money and my money, taxpayer money, for his faux position at UVA. Am I somehow, some way upset with Larry Sabato and his political agenda? Absolutely not. I want you to take this one to the bank. I don't care. It's a beautiful situation to be in. When you can say, I don't care about certain things, and you really mean it, it is absolutely empowering. Well, Jeff, I think this might happen or that might happen. I think, I don't care. Really? Yeah, I'm good. I got my stuff kind of together, kind of know what I'm doing, you know what I mean? I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm not sweating anything in that regard. So no, I am not in any way upset with Larry Sabato's left-wing agenda. What I am absolutely disgusted by were the tweets that Larry Sabato sent out the other night about the Donald Trump rally at Madison Square Garden. So unbelievably offensive and disgusting and inappropriate. He can, without question, stake out any political position he'd like. The problem is that he's misleading the board of visitors or the board of directors, whatever they call them out there at UVA, when he's telling them, yeah, we have this nonpartisan right down the middle center for politics. Well, that's a bunch of crap. That's not true at all. What he has out there is a left-wing agitprop machine. But you know what? Even that I'm not so sure I care about. Because the folks at UVA should know exactly what's going on. They should have known about Sabato years ago. But they've allowed it to continue. Here is the problem. And I do mean the big problem. When Larry Sabato claims that Donald Trump and the people inside of Madison Square Garden are Nazis, that's where he's lost me. There's some sort of rule, I don't remember what it is, the Caldwell rule or something like that, that's, you know, some professor somewhere said, the moment that you invoke Hitler or the Nazis in an argument, you've lost. And we know that that's the argument from Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama. They're Nazis. Donald Trump is Hitler. People who support him, man, they are Nazis. Well, you've lost the argument, but for those of us who actually lost family members in the Shoah, in the Holocaust, I am here to tell you that this is so outrageous and so over the top and so egregious from Larry Sabato that the University of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, has to hold him accountable for his insulting is the nicest way to say it. I mean, again, I don't care if you insult me. I've been insulted by better. It's okay. Believe me, you're not going to hurt my feelings. I don't care. I really don't in that regard. You know, call me whatever you want. Say I'm a terrible person. That's fine. I'm all good with that. But when you want to insult the memories, you want to spit on the graves of the victims of the Holocaust, you are absolutely over the line. You are absolutely, positively over the line. Now, I expect this garbage from MSNBC, and make no mistake, they did not disappoint. Their entire coverage of Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden was all about how it was the Nazis. They're Nazis. And I found it interesting that at such a big, gigantic Nazi event, there were Israeli flags on display, and there were proud Jews who attended. In fact, there were guys rapping to fill in. Rapping to fill in at the Trump event. I'm here to tell you, that's not Nazis who are doing that. Not a chance. So what was it that Larry Sabato said? Larry Sabato, who again heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Shameless Promotion of Larry Sabato at UVA, said, and I quote, "I love historical documentaries. I'm currently watching one about the 1939 pro-Nazi rally at Madison Square Garden." Oh, wait, it's a live Trump rally. My bad. So I'm telling you, Sabato, as a Jew, you disgust me. You absolutely, positively turn my stomach. As the family member who is here, I'm telling you, there's a whole bunch of my family that's not, and you disgust me. You are spitting on their graves. You are absolutely vile and disgusting in that comment. Vile and disgusting and inexcusable. Now my question becomes, what's going to happen about it? What's going to be done about it? Will the University of Virginia do something with this $500,000 per year left-wing hack? Will they do something about his Center for Politics, which is a far left-wing operation? I am here to tell you that not a single decent member in the media should ever have this guy on their program again. Fox News should say, sorry, we're not having you on. Newsmax, News Nation, any of them, every one of them should say to him, we will not have you on our programs again. radio programs and say absolutely, positively not, would not have Larry Sabato on. It is just utterly disgusting. Oh, and you know what else is disgusting? And I have to wonder if it's legal. The good Mr. Sabato, after he was called out on this, because believe me, I am not the only person who is pointing this out. There are a number of people all over the world who pointed out Sabato's vile comments. His Jew-hating sentiment, because that's what that was. He also has blocked a number of people on X, including Nick Freitas, state delegate. Are people in taxpayer-paid positions allowed to do that? I don't know what the regulations are. I would imagine that there is somebody somewhere with the letters JD after their name that knows the answer to that. Can Larry Sabato, who is being paid $500,000 by Virginia taxpayers, turn around and then block Virginia taxpayers on his X account? He blocked Nick Freitas. He also blocked a journalist from out in Charlottesville. No, I checked. He didn't block me. I don't know whether that's good or bad. I mean, whatever. But here's who I'm calling on. And I'm very serious. You know, I never say to you, oh, you should do this, you should do that, pick up the phone, do this. It's your life. You live your life any way you want to. But I'm telling you, as a Virginia taxpayer, I am calling on Jason Meares, our attorney general, to look into this and figure out whether Mr. Sabato, as a taxpayer-paid individual operating apparently as a University of Virginia faculty member, can he block people on X? I'd like to know what the University of Virginia poobahs are going to do about this. Are you going to look into this and say, you know what? Man, even for us, this is outrageous. You got to go? Do you shut down the Center for Politics? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to it. How about Governor Youngkin? Can Governor Youngkin do anything about this? At the very least, I would think that the governor would call the president out there at UVA and say, hey, dude, what the hell's going on? I mean, Governor Youngkin would say it in a much nicer way because he's a far nicer person. But that's what I would say. In fact, my question to him would probably involve, more profanities and bad language. But I'll share that. If you're not with me on X-Man, you missed a lot of interaction. Do yourself a favor. Make sure you're following Jeff Katz Show over on X. Jeff Katz Show over on X. I'm going to remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That's how you can always reach out to me. I love reading those texts, 833-804-1140. I got a lot of good events that are coming up in the not-too-distant future. I got tapped the other day. I'm going to be one of the celebrity judges for Nest Academy. They're doing a big chili cook-off as a fundraiser for the Nest Academy. Oh, great group of people, so I'm looking forward to that. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 321 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. We have got so much that we are dealing with. Really, 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 really good stuff. And I'm excited about all of it. You know, I always love the opportunity to help some folks out as best we can. And we've got some really good stuff coming up in that regard right at 3:35. Carl Carlson's going to be here a little bit later. Hey, cut number 10, MSNBC describing the Trump rally. This is priceless.
Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden comes days after his own former chief of staff went on record to describe his former boss as a fascist. But that jamboree happening right now, you see it there on your screen, in that place, is particularly chilling. Because in 1939, more than 20,000 supporters of a different fascist leader, Adolf Hitler, packed the garden for a so-called pro-America rally. A rally where speakers voiced anti-Semitic rhetoric from a stage draped with Nazi banners. When a Jewish protester rushed the stage, the Associated Press reported, quote, instantly, a dozen or more stormtroopers set upon him, knocking him down and beating him as he held his head in his arms. Most of his clothing was torn from his body. Later, he was booked for disorderly conduct. Now, against that backdrop of history, Donald Trump, the man who has threatened to use the military against opponents he calls enemies from within, who has threatened to use the troops to quell what he says are lawless cities and to use those troops to carry out mass deportations of immigrants, is once again turning Madison Square Garden into a staging ground for extremism.
I don't know which one of the MSNBC talking heads that is, but God, what a maroon. Jeez. Listen, dude, I understand that 90 years ago there was a big rally there that you just described, which is absolutely true. That's not something he made up. You know what else took place there about the same time frame? Was a pro-Jewish rally. You know what happened the other night with Donald Trump? There was a huge, huge representation of the Jewish community at the event. There were Israeli flags in place. It was clear that there was nobody there with any input that was anti-Semitic or any of this other nonsense. I mean, it there does come a point, I would think, where even for the MSNBC hacks, you got to just put this stuff aside. 325 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a maroon.
.335 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Now, I got to give you a little peek ahead. I'm not going to give you exact dates and times, but I will tell you this. We've got some great folks visiting the show over the next couple of days. My buddy Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is going to be with us because we're going to talk about the home run hit by Donald Trump when he went on the Joe Rogan show. You may like Donald Trump, you may dislike him. You may like Joe Rogan, you may dislike him. I don't care what it is. I'm just telling you that a three-hour appearance on the Rogan podcast is huge. And a terrible, terrible miss by the vice president. Seriously. And what has empowered Joe Rogan? Well, Michael is going to join us. We'll talk about that. Old buddy of mine, Chris Ruddy. You know, Chris has been here many, many times. We talked about some of the great things that he and Newsmax have done over the years. But Chris has also been a personal friend of President Trump's for many, many years. And so I said to him, I said, do me a favor, just pop on a couple of minutes. You don't have to promote anything at Newsmax unless you want to. And I do love Newsmax because I've done stuff with them for, I don't know, 30 years, whatever it is, their television, what have you. But he's going to be on just to talk a little bit about Trump, the personal side, which is really interesting. And then finally, we've got my old buddy Bill O'Reilly, who's going to be dropping by. Looking forward to that. O'Reilly's got this new book called Confronting the Presidents, and he's going to pop on again. Personal relationship with President Trump for many, many years. So I think there's some good insight there. So those three guys are going to be with us over the next couple of days. Make sure that you are here for that. You know that I love our Central Virginia charitable entities. We got a lot of great charitable organizations in Central Virginia. We really do. I am always impressed and kind of humbled when I look at the great people that do such great work every single day. I will tell you that the Virginia Down Syndrome Association is one of those organizations. Every time I turn around, there's something new, there's something exciting, there's something helpful, there's something inspiring going on with the Virginia Down Syndrome Association. They've got a big golf tournament coming up. They got some other stuff coming up as well. And Mike Baum is the executive director over there. And Mike, number one, welcome and congratulations. You're relatively new to that slot, aren't you?
I am, Jeff. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come on online.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Oh, go ahead.
No, yeah, almost 3 months now. I've had the honor of being the new executive director.
Excellent, excellent. And you're getting your feet wet, you know, where, like, the men's room is and the coffee cups are and stuff like that.
I definitely know where the coffee is.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So you have hit the ground running. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Virginia Down Syndrome Association has been an amazing organization for a long time. So tell me a little bit. You got a big golf tournament coming up, right?
We do on next Friday, November 8th. It's a morning golf tournament, Friday at Sycamore Creek.
Okay, nice, nice thing. Are you all filled up at this point? You got to be.
We are not, actually. And, you know, it's like Richmond for a lot of times. You know, people wait to the last minute. We've had a lot of interest.
Okay.
And, you know, we're coming on the heels of our biggest event, Step Up for Down Syndrome, which was out at Dory Park on October 12th.
Yep.
Which we had thousands of people out there, and it's a huge festival, great opportunity for individuals with Down syndrome and their families and the general public, big 5K family festival. And so this is kind of right afterwards. There was a lot of things going on, but thank goodness we have a great staff, great board, and great volunteers and folks like yourself.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but yeah, I'm a little taken aback. But you know how it is, Richmond. We're a walk up crowd. You know, there's going to be somebody who shows up that morning with a set of clubs, going, "Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to register ahead of time. Can I get in here?" Well, I want to fill it up, Mike. I don't want any empty slots over there. How can people get signed up for it?
Well, the easiest way is to go to our website, which is virginiadsa.org. So Virginia and then DSA for Down Syndrome Association.org. And you'll see under the events are for the golf tournament itself and some other great things we have going on. So that's the easiest way.
Okay.
You can always send an email to info@virginiadsa.org if that can come to me. And we could chat more about it. I can answer any questions. But no, we anticipate filling it up. It's a tournament that's been going on for over a decade, and started by one of our board members and families. In a lot of cases, a lot of dads out there that really get out there and so it's a lot of. We're excited about it, and I'm excited about this. In my former nonprofit's life, I've done a lot of golf tournaments, but I'm really excited about this one because. You know, once again, we're making a difference every day in this organization. So, you know, the opportunity to showcase what we're doing and get people aware of the, you know, once again, the, you know, how we're benefiting the lives of individuals with Down syndrome and their families.
It is such wonderful work that you do. I want to remind everybody, Mike Baum is joining us. He's the executive director of the Virginia Down Syndrome Association. They got a big golf tournament coming up. On November the 8th, yes, they actually have some slots available. So I am urging you, VirginiaDSA.org, get over there, fill those slots up ASAP. But as you point out, Mike, this is just one of the things that the Virginia Down Syndrome Association does. Step Up for Down Syndrome is that huge event. Now, you said it was at Dory Park. Now, I can remember, I think the first time I went to it, I think it was over at Innsbruck, and there were, I don't know, a dozen people. I mean, no offense, but it wasn't a great event to begin with. But, man, you're like blowing it out of the water now.
Well, I think we've been, to be honest, I think we've been a couple places since then, but we keep kind of blowing the capacity off. So Dory Park is a beautiful park and has a lot of room, so it's, I think we found a great home for this event moving forward.
Sweet, sweet. And you guys also, you do this great Dancing with the Stars event. Now, I've watched the last 2 years. I got to tell you something. I watched this year up close and personal. I was actually down there as a celebrity judge and got to see my buddy John Burkett from CBS 6 dance. And, you know, I love John, and I said to him, I said, look, if you will stop dancing, I will give money. You just got to cut that out, man. This is not helping anybody. But he did a nice job, and I was impressed with it. The dancers really were incredible.
They do, and it's fantastic. This will be the third year, and it's on June 12th.
Okay.
2025 at the Altria Center.
Okay.
And so yeah, we're looking forward to that, and we're actually hoping to get you, Jeff Katz, out there as one of our celebrity dancers. one of our stores.
Now, this is, you know, I'm mocking Burkhead, and I'm thinking, man, I could double the money he would raise by not dancing if I agreed not to dance. You know, the other guy who did a great job, Matt DiNardo, the year before, it was like he was like Fred Astaire up there. It was incredible. What would you like me to do? Do I have to wear a costume? And is it possible for me to dance with, you know, without actually moving? Can I sit in a chair and let other people dance?
Well, I'm sure we could figure out something for you, but we just want to have you involved. We appreciate you being a judge.
Okay.
But I think that this is, you definitely have that invitation out for one of our coveted slots to be one of our local stars, being a dancer. And
nice.
The great concept. This is, you know, you're paired with an individual with Down syndrome. And so it's just a fantastic opportunity to show the abilities of our individuals at the same time, working with some great community leaders like yourself out there doing, you know, once again, raising money for our organization. And like I said, we couldn't do it without individuals, without corporations, without our volunteers. And so, you know, this is an important event for us in 2025.
Well, listen, I will absolutely be happy to help in any way that is possible. Maybe I can enlist DiNardo and Burkett to join me. We could do like a Rockettes thing up there, the three of us. I don't know. I'm just thinking, you know, I'm spitballing here, Mike. I'm one of those idea guys. I'm not a detail guy, as you probably figured out already. So we'll get it together, though. Absolutely. You put me down. I want to help. We will absolutely figure out the best way to help. And remind everybody, as they're thinking about November the 8th, this big golf tournament coming up, it's only about, what, it's a week from Friday, and it's going to be, I'm looking, honest to goodness, I'm looking at Matt DiNardo's weather forecast like 2 weeks out. It's going to be a great day, apparently, for golf. So I want people to get one of those slots before they're all filled.
And we hope so, too. Like I said, we anticipate filling it up, and we would love people to register. Once again, it's a great opportunity to get involved with the organization, have fun. Like you said, the weather's going to be good. We appreciate Jeff DiNardo and his efforts for the organization in general, but for the weather that day.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're looking forward to a great event, and we just appreciate, once again, the opportunity to come on a show like this to be able to share the great things that we're doing. Yeah. And we've been around for almost 40 years now, started as the Greater Down Syndrome of Greater Richmond, and we've grown throughout the state. And with the exception of Northern Virginia, which is okay. But like I said, we're really looking forward to events like we have, like I said, in June of next year with event like we just had Step Up.
Yep.
And I will say this, you know, one way people can support us is through that website, virginiadsa.org.
Okay.
We left open our Step Up fundraising efforts because, to be honest, we fell short of our $2,000 goal.
Okay.
And so individuals that want to make a donation, we just truly appreciate it. And it, once again, you can go through the site to do that. But like, there's lots of opportunities, great ways for people to volunteer,
yep,
to support us as a sponsor, to get involved with our events like the golf tournament.
I love it. So virginiadsa.org, virginiadsa.org, best way to do it.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. That is Mike Baum. He's the executive director of Virginia Down Syndrome Association. And, yeah, look, if you're a golfer, I know there are a lot of golf tournaments this time of year. I know because I live here at Hanover Golf Club, and invariably people who are here for the tournaments want to park on my lawn. But other than that, you know, we wave at them on the 18th. It's going to be a great tournament, and it's a great course. So virginiadsa.org. And I'm serious. I'm going to talk to John Burkett and Matt DiNardo and see what they've got to say about that whole Dancing with the Stars. Both of those guys. I mean, I'm throwing some barbs their way, and then believe me when I tell you, they're good natured because they're such great guys, both of them, Burkett and DiNardo, two of the finest human beings you're ever going to meet, and they each did great work with that Dancing with the Stars. So, all right, I got the invite. I'm going to see if I'm going to be able to somehow figure out a way to do that. I would love to help. I really would. And for those of you that may not recall, my dear friend Kat Simons, who, you know, we lost a couple of months ago, Kat was a major supporter of the Virginia Down Syndrome Association. She, like me, started when it was the Down Syndrome Association of Greater Richmond. And she donated countless hours, was a tireless worker on their behalf. So even if you had been thinking, well, maybe I'll give a donation, maybe I want, here's a chance for you. Don't do it for me. Do it in memory of Kat. VirginiaDSA.org. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 55, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, for good or ill. It is Monday. We have made it all the way to, Monday. All right, well, what can I tell you? We got a long week ahead of us. Tomorrow, Michael Harrison is going to be with us. One of the most important men in the spoken word community, the talk radio community. Michael founded Talkers Magazine 30-some-odd years ago. We've been friends. It's hard, tough to believe, but we've been friends legitimately for three decades plus. But Michael's going to be here tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit about the Joe Rogan Experience. Donald Trump said, heck yeah, I'm sitting down. I'm going to hang out with Joe Rogan. 3 hours. Never took a breath. Kamala Harris hid under a rock somewhere. Didn't even want to consider going on that. Could you imagine her 3 hours with somebody who is not necessarily friendly? I don't think he's necessarily unfriendly. But even with those minimal press experiences she had with big-time supporters, she couldn't pull it all together. So, but Michael's going to be here. We'll talk about the growth of the Joe Rogan Experience and why Donald Trump said, yeah, I'm going to do that. My pal Chris Ruddy, another three-decade-plus pal, is going to be here. He's been friends with Donald Trump for years and years and years. Oh, and Bill O'Reilly is dropping by. So that's all good stuff. I love it. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.